I tell you, it's more than good and evil. When I tell you Hussein caused an upheaval, it's more than just heaven and hell. I don't know how to tell you that this is more than angels and demons. Let me tell you a tale. Once upon a time, this child and his brother Abbas would be the ones to make the ultimate sacrifice in order to stand against the vice of their time. Here's some advice. From primeval times to today, from the medieval, it's always existed, this struggle between good and evil. And now it's something more. For sure, if you haven't recognized the Yazid of your time, then rest your case. Because when you utter Labbaik Ya Hussein, you're just saying names. But you haven't recognized what the names represent. It was never meant to be taken in this way. You see, wherever there is a great evil, there is always a great good. We live in a war-torn world full of darkness, and the prophets and imams did everything they could to rage against it. Allah creates with perfect balance, heroes marching with valiance. It's up to us whether we choose to follow the path of the righteous or not. The path of Hussein, full of brightness, or the path of Yazid and its likeness. Allah describes the darkness in a plural form, Zulumat, and light as a singularity, Nur. When it touches the heart, the path of Hussein is only one path, while the paths of darkness are many. So don't lose your way, there's only one Imam of the time. And the struggle to be by him like Abbas was by Hussein is something more than just good. There's good, there's evil, but there's something beyond that. Is there anyone to help me? It takes more to respond to that. Something that lies beyond the horizon where the brightness of the heavens meets the darkness of the earth. It's there where you'll find Hussein and his Abbas. Not a carcass full of darkness, but a life full of strife. To be good is easy, that's right, it's easy. It's easy to stay away from the evil deeds and to do good deeds when you know that it's good for your soul. No, this is a discussion about something more than that. This is about being part of a war between the two sides, to find the one who guides between tides of darkness and light. It was so easy to say, when Imam Hussein said, "Is there anyone to help me? I've got to pray. Looking after my children is a good thing. I'll do that." It was so easy to say, "You're going towards death. I won't rise up with you because God told me to value my every breath. So I'll save my life and stay away from this strife. We have to save ourselves for a better time." Let me remind you, Imam Hussein said, "Don't you see that truth is not followed and the falsehood is not discouraged? And today I don't see death but prosperity and living with tyrants as nothing but disgust and disgrace." Today, if you don't know what America is doing to the world, then just go rest your case. If you choose to ignore the bombs falling on innocent Muslims across the world from the USA airspace, then please rest your case. And don't waste your precious breath saying Labbaik Ya Hussein, while your silence against the enemies of Islam makes your true claim, makes your true allegiance true only for the USA. It's not even about Muslims and non-Muslims, because look again, Imam Hussein said, "If you don't have any religion, then at least believe in living free." But human beings are enjoying their own slavery. They're content with being good human beings, whatever that means, paying taxes to the governments of the Yazids of today. It's okay as long as I'm staying away from their mead. Let America and Israel take the lead, because I'm afraid to bleed, and my prime occupation in this world is to continue to feed myself and my kids, while the greed of the superpowers supersedes all good in the world. But I'm good in this world. That's why, although they cry, they won't ever understand the Imam of their time. Understand his pain like Abbas understood Hussein. That child that once lay in the lap of Fatima al-Zahra grew up and stood tall against the tyrants of his time, saying, "By Allah, I shall not give my oath to you," like a humiliated one. But Muslims today are content listening to the lullaby of Western media, asleep in the cradles of infidelity in which they were born. I could have sworn Imam Hussein never bowed to tyrants, even if his heart was torn from him. Because you told yourself that sleeping while fasting is an act of worship, so people stay asleep, sleep talking Labbaik Ya Hussein, but not realizing that to be the Abbas for the Imam of the time takes something more. Live today, fight tomorrow, and tomorrow never comes, so we go on living. We go on living our shallow lives, thinking that praying and fasting and raising children to have good akhlaq is good. It's all good, don't get me wrong. It's right. It's all very, very good. You should do all that, but like I said, we're talking about something more. We're talking about war, not just internal. It's good to feed the poor. You should give them more, but it takes more to be a companion of the Imam of your time. These are not just stories of yore. It takes more to have the loyalty of Abbas for the Imam of your time. It takes an extra ingredient. That ingredient is love for the Holy Prophet and his progeny. And not just love, but obedience. True love, knowing that Allah is the all-seeing, the compassionate, the merciful. You need to have that passion inside you to be by His side. You need to have that desire to be martyred for the sake of Allah. This isn't even about going to heaven above. Believe and do good, you'll get there someday. This is about not caring for anything except that Allah is pleased with you in some way. That you are with your Imam. Not just saying labbaik, but living it. That's right. Because when Abbas picked up that water in his hands, he dropped it down again, thinking of his Imam. The water was not haram for him. In fact, the water was very, very good. But he still dropped it. We're talking about something way beyond good and evil, my friends. And only love can make you drop the water that you now hold in your hands.